John was full of passions. He loved classic literature, and he even wrote poetry, publishing several volumes to critical acclaim. The books had not sold many copies, but poetry rarely did. But he had been nominated for head of his department at the university, and they were waiting to see if he got that job or not. The extra money would be nice, but the prestige would be even greater. I sat in the room, carefully pitching the idea for future partnerships. The apprehension began. One gentleman stated that women have many more life interruptions than men. Therefore, it is difficult to see where you are going with this concept. The mere thought that we, as women, can foresee an unexpected life interruption is absurd, in my opinion. 1893. Mary Ryder grew up with tales about the West, as told by her mother and her older brother James. She was the youngest in the family, loved and raised by both her mother and her brother. The three of them lived in a house located near the city where Mary enjoyed a fantasy-riddled childhood filled with castles, dragons, knights, and cowboys. Julia closed her eyes and let the chocolate melt over her tongue. "This cake is perfect," she said. Evan grinned and offered her another forkful. "I'm glad. I was a little nervous about trying out a new recipe." "Mmm," Julia said as her lips closed over the fork. "It was all delicious. The chicken, the wine, the cake. You are the perfect boyfriend." These are the conversations I wished I had when I first started my company. The journey, the learning, the pitfalls, the lessons, and the successes have all been worth it. But when I was seeking a high-level woman to mentor me in the beginning, it seemed impossible. As a woman, leadership can be a lonely place. When you have the desire to build something bigger than anyone else can imagine, then you feel the push of the glass ceiling and gender expectations bearing down on you as you try to push your way to the top.